Okay, so picture this. You're on vacation, let's say sunny Orlando, just kicking back, soaking it all in, and out of nowhere, bam, someone hits you with this crazy good deal, like a super discounted trip, maybe even Disneyland on the house. All you got to do, sit through a quick little presentation. Sounds tempting, right?
Oh, absolutely. It totally plays on that vacation mindset,
Yeah.
when we're feeling generous, ready to splurge a little. But that's exactly why we got to hit pause. Take a breath and ask ourselves, why would a company practically be giving away vacations? What's the catch?
Exactly. And that's what we're diving into today, right here, right now. The world of timeshares and those, let's be honest, kind of infamous sales presentations. We've got this awesome guide from Wesley Financial Group, which, fun fact, they help people get OUT of timeshares. It's like they're giving us the cheat codes, showing us all the traps, the tricks, even how to just like dodge the whole thing
Yeah,
altogether.
you really got to know the game plan going in because let's be real, these presentations, they're designed to get you to buy, often using tactics that can, well, feel kind of icky.
Definitely not your average vacation chat over piña coladas, right?
Not even close.
So this guide, it breaks down the whole timeshare presentation like a blueprint, starting with, obviously, that amazing offer. But then here comes the catch. They hit you with that 90-minute presentation line.
And we all know how that goes. 90 minutes magically transforms into what feels like 3 hours. You've got multiple salespeople tag teaming, each one more convincing than the last.
Oh, so it's like a persuasion relay race.
Exactly. They lay on the emotional language thick, painting these pictures of perfect family vacations year after year after year. And then, of course, the grand finale, the limited time offer, just to really crank up that pressure.
Oh, so you can't even think straight.
Exactly.
It's like they're trying to engineer a decision hurricane in your brain, which is why I think this guide is so valuable. It's all about arming you with the knowledge to stay in control. And their number one tip: avoid these presentations like the plague. But how do you do that? I mean, these offers, they can be so sneaky, so disguised.
Oh, for sure. They rarely come right out and say, "Hey, want to sit through a timeshare presentation?" It'll be a resort tour, a vacation ownership opportunity, maybe even something totally innocent sounding. Like, remember those free Disneyland tickets the guide mentioned?
Oh, sneaky. You think you're in for a fun day out, next thing you know, bam, sales pitch.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, what's the takeaway?
Be wary. If an offer sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Trust your gut and do your research.
So, knowledge is power, basically.
100%.
Knowledge is your first line of defense. But okay, let's say, despite your best efforts, you find yourself roped into one of these presentations. Maybe you didn't read the fine print. Or, hey, maybe that free vacation was just too tempting. It happens. So what then? Well, this guide, it's got us covered. It's like strapping on your armor before going into battle.
I like that, strapping on your armor, because the first weapon in your arsenal, surprisingly simple. Set a timer. Remember that 90 minutes they promised? Stick to it. Don't let them pressure you into staying longer. Oh, that's good. Speaking of pressure, this guide, it talks about this information diet. What's that all about?
Okay, so think of it this way. The more you tell them, especially about your finances, your income, the more ammunition you're giving them to tailor their pitch, to make it seem like they've got you all figured out.
So it's like, don't show all your cards.
Exactly. Play it close to the vest.
I like it. So less is more.
Absolutely. And here's another thing to remember. No is a complete sentence. You are allowed to say no, no matter how much they turn on the charm.
It's like they say no is a superpower, right?
It really is. Don't be afraid to use it. Be assertive, even a little repetitive if you need to.
So basically, channel your inner toddler.
Hey, whatever works.
This guide, they're really hammering that point home, huh? Just say no.
Because it works.
And keep saying no.
Exactly. It's all about standing firm.
It's like they say in those old martial arts movies, the best defense is a strong offense. I love it. But okay, let's say worst case scenario, you walk out of that presentation, contract signed, and instant regret. What are your options then?
Well, that's where understanding your legal rights is key. Most states have this thing called a rescission period. It's like a grace period.
So you have a little wiggle room.
Exactly. During that time, you can back out of the contract, no penalties, no harm, no foul.
That's a relief. So how long does this magical rescission period last?
Here's the catch. It's usually pretty short. We're talking just a few days. This guide, it really stresses how important it is to act fast if you have second thoughts.
Wow, so it's like a ticking time bomb. You sign the contract, you have a change of heart, and then you're frantically searching through all that paperwork, trying to find that get out of jail free card before it expires. But what if you miss the deadline? Are you stuck?
Not necessarily. Not necessarily. There are a few options, yeah.
Yeah.
But they do get, you know, a little trickier. The longer you wait, the more complicated it can get.
Okay, so let's unpack those options. What's the first move after that rescission period clock runs out?
Well, the most straightforward approach, honestly, is just to contact the resort directly. Explain the situation, you know, lay it all out. Some timeshare companies, they might be willing to work with you, especially if you've got a good reason for wanting out.
Okay, so like what counts as a good reason in their book?
Think like a job loss, major medical issue, something that really impacts your ability to, you know, hold up your end of the bargain.
Right. Makes sense. So you're basically appealing to their sense of like compassion, hoping they'll cut you a break.
Yeah, it's worth a shot, you know, but, and this is a big but, don't get your hopes up too high. Timeshare companies, their businesses at the end of the day, their bottom line is profit.
Right. So letting people bail out for free, not exactly a winning business strategy. So what if the resort says, tough luck, you're stuck. What's next?
That's where it gets a little more complicated. The guide mentions this thing called the timeshare resale market. Basically, you're trying to sell your timeshare to someone else.
Okay, that makes sense. Like selling a used car, right?
You'd think so, right?
Right.
But, and there's always a but, the timeshare resale market, it's a whole different beast.
How so?
Well, for starters, you're competing with the timeshare companies themselves. They're constantly building new units, offering all these amazing incentives to first-time buyers.
Oh, so it's like trying to sell your, like, reliable but slightly used Honda Civic when the dealership down the street is practically giving away brand new SUVs.
Exactly.
It's tough competition. And I'm guessing, unlike a house or something, timeshares don't exactly increase in value over time, do they?
Nope, not usually. In fact, they often depreciate.
Depreciate.
Lose value.
So you could end up selling it for way less than what you paid.
Potentially, yeah. It's not ideal, which is why our guide, it brings up one final option.
Okay, and this is where things come full circle, right? We're talking about hiring a timeshare cancellation company.
Bingo. Like, you know, the folks behind this very guide, Wesley Financial Group.
Exactly. So for our listeners who are like, what do these companies even do? Can you break it down for us?
Sure. Think of them like negotiators, intermediaries. They step in between you and the timeshare company. Use their knowledge of the industry, often their legal expertise, to negotiate on your behalf.
So they're like the seasoned veterans, familiar with all the ins and outs of those timeshare contracts?
Yeah, exactly. They take on the burden of navigating that whole complex, often frustrating process.
Which, let's be honest, sounds like a lifesaver for some people. But I'm guessing their services aren't free.
You're right. It's an investment. There are usually fees involved.
It's not a magic bullet.
Got it. It's essential to do your research. Weigh the costs, weigh the benefits, and see if it's the right move for your specific situation.
It's like you're hiring a specialist for a reason. They have the expertise that you might not to navigate this very specific, very complicated world.
It's all about regaining control.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
Finding a way out of a decision that maybe you've come to regret.
Exactly. And it all comes back to that key point this guide keeps hammering home. Knowledge is power.
Couldn't agree more.
The more you understand about timeshares, about those sometimes, let's face it, kind of shady sales tactics, about your own rights, the better equipped you are to protect yourself, to make informed decisions, and to avoid those buyer's remorse headaches down the line.
100%. Forewarned is forearmed, as they say.
I love it. It's like that old saying, the best defense is a good offense.
Right.
You're not just hoping for the best, you're walking in prepared.
Exactly. You're not going into that showroom blind anymore.
Exactly. You're like, all right, I see your game. I've got my defenses up. It's like this guide is giving our listeners x-ray vision, you know?
Totally.
They can see right through the timeshare matrix.
It's true. No more stumbling around in the dark.
Right. They're walking in, eyes wide open, knowing the tricks, the traps, the whole playbook.
They're not just hoping for the best.
Exactly.
They're prepared.
You're calling the shot.
And that's the key, isn't it? That sense of control.
Absolutely. It's empowering.
Instead of feeling pressured, feeling tricked.
Why, like you're being hustled.
They can relax, enjoy the experience.
Because let's be real, a free vacation is a free vacation.
Exactly. You can enjoy the show without falling for the illusions.
I like that. Enjoy the show, but don't fall for the illusions.
All right. Like you can appreciate a good magic trick.
Totally.
But you don't actually believe the lady was sawed in half.
Unless you're like 5 years old.
Exactly. You're in on the secret.
And in this case, knowing the secret can save you a lot of headaches.
And a lot of money.
That too. Speaking of headaches, even if despite their best efforts, our listeners still find themselves in that situation, you know, where they've signed on the dotted line and immediately regretted it. This guide, it doesn't leave them hanging.
No, it doesn't.
It gives them a game plan for damage control.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, things didn't go according to plan. Now what?
Right. So first things first, rescission period. That's crucial.
Absolutely.
That little window of time, it can be a lifesaver.
But you got to act fast.
Like lightning fast.
No time to waste.
But let's say that deadline whooshes by. What are the options then?
Well, the guide walks you through a few different scenarios.
Lay it on us.
Negotiating with the resort directly, that's one option.
Right. Worth a shot.
Exploring the resale market, that's another possibility.
Tricky, but possible.
Exactly.
And of course, there's always the nuclear option. Hiring a timeshare cancellation company.
Oh, the big guns.
Exactly. But the key takeaway here, I think, is that you have options.
You're not trapped.
Exactly.
We have choices.
And knowledge is power.
Always.
Because the more you know,
the more you're in control.
Exactly. You get to decide what's best for you, not some pushy salesperson.
You're the one holding the cards.
It's your time, your money, your vacation.
Your life.
So, as we wrap up this deep dive into the wild world of timeshares, what's the one question you want our listeners to ask themselves before they even think about stepping foot in that presentation room?
That's a good one. I think I'd ask them, what's your why?
What's your why? I like it.
Why are you even considering this?
I think deep.
Is it truly a good deal? Or are you caught up in the excitement, the allure of a discounted getaway?
Because sometimes that too good to be true feeling, it's your gut telling you to pump the brakes.
Listen to your gut.
Always listen to your gut. So, to sum it all up, know your why, do your research, and trust your instincts.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
That's it for our deep dive into the world of timeshares. We hope you found it insightful, maybe even a little entertaining, but most importantly, empowering. Because knowledge is power, and now you've got it. Until next time, safe travels, everyone.